We're really lucky today. On the line with us, we've got Dr. Gary Epler. He's an associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and author of several really important books. I encourage you to read these. He's written You're the Boss, Manage Your Disease, Five Steps to Take Charge of Your Health, and Food, You're the Boss, Put It to Work for You. You see a theme there. The theme is you're the boss, you're in charge. Dr. Epler, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Mark, it is fantastic to be here today.
Hey, I have one big question for you. To be the boss, to be in charge of really what you're saying, your health, your destiny, your eating, it seems like that ought to be pretty easy. No one's force feeding us. No one is telling us exactly what to eat or whether to exercise. So what's the mountain people have to climb? What's the activation energy? How come people aren't taking charge?
Well, this is what I learned from this book, from writing this food book, is if you can eat the right food in the right amount, it'll take care of you for a long time. Healthy weight, no heart disease, no high blood pressure, no diabetes. It's fantastic. I think the first thing is to learn, and that's about managing disease. Learn about whatever disease is facing a person, and learn about nutrition. And the more you learn, then you can take charge.
But don't you think that the average person walking into McDonald's, it's getting to be about lunchtime here on the East Coast, so the average guy who's walking in and is saying, yeah, I want a number four large size. I don't know what that is because I don't eat there, but let's say that's a large fries with a ton of salt, a Big Mac, and one of those gigantic Coca-Colas. I mean, I've got to believe the average person out there knows, hey, this is a boatload of calories, way more salt than I need, and enough saturated fat for a family of five.
Mark, you just absolutely said it. You got them all there. You got the saturated fats, which is really the problem. We're allowed, again, it's quantity. We're allowed 20% of those increase in insulin that cause the cortisol increase and end up in the belly fat, and the triglycerides go up and end up in the inflamed arteries. And it's all from those French fries. But it's not just one French fry won't hurt. It's the quantity, and it's the big, huge drink. The 40-ounce drink, it's one calorie, but it's carbonic acid. It injures the gums. It injures the teeth. And you've named about four or five things there that in quantity are the hazard.
Well, but so you know that, and I know that, and now all the people who are listening know that, and I'm betting that a lot of them knew that beforehand. How do we get that guy who was just about to order at McDonald's to say, you know what? Give me the grilled chicken sandwich, put it on a whole wheat bun,
right.
Like some apples, and I'll either have a diet soda or a water.
Water,
Hey, water. We didn't even invent it. You can pay money for it. It comes in bottles. But how do we get the two-thirds of Americans who are overweight or obese to make that choice instead of this standard number four supersized?
All right, Mark. Now you've hit on it's a social issue. It's tradition. We've been conditioned to eat these things all of our lives, and it's and food is everywhere. It's cheap and it's tasty, and especially the salty ones and the fat ones. And it's a social issue. So how do you change society, or how do you change social issues? You have to go back to the individual, and that's really what these books that I've been writing about are about, the person themselves. And it has to start with the person, and that's the only way to do it. And people have to train their minds. Willpower is not enough.
Well, but what do the people have to want? I mean, we're all motivated by something. You are, I am. What does the person have to want out of it? If the person feels like, hey, I'm going to be depriving myself, I'm not going to have that, a pint-sized container of Häagen-Dazs goes down pretty quickly if you're sitting there watching TV. The person says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have an apple instead. And out of this apple, I am going to get what?
Well, Mark, for me, it's what I call have a level 10 energy day. And a level 10 energy day is just phenomenal. It's just one of those. You've had them. We've had them.
Oh, yeah.
We all have had them. And a level 10 energy day is fantastic. You do things. You're creative. You enjoy things. And if you really want to have a level 10 energy day, and eating the wrong foods is going to bring that down to a level 5, level 4, and sort of drag around. A level 10 energy day, if you eat the right amounts of for protein and so forth, it's going to give you energy to do all those exciting things for the day. That's the way I look at it.
And I agree with you. I mean, I know that feeling when I have a meal. And, you know, maybe you're out and you eat a big meal of too much of stuff that you probably shouldn't have much of anyway, but you just go overboard. And that feeling, even extending to the next day where, I wish I had.
Unbelievable, Mark. It just gives you that dull feeling. You don't feel like doing anything. You're not creative. You're not really enjoying the day. The days are supposed to be exciting, and they are. And food can do that. And what I there's another thing that helps is to eat to high energy level. And it's again,
what's that
train
mean?
Of mind. But if you level, as you eat, it brings you energy and energy and energy and a few bites and more energy. And all you get to a point where it kind of levels off, and then you eat too much, you get that stuff feeling, and that energy plummets. And you have to learn to eat to high energy level. And it's not a fullness feeling. It's in the mind. And if you can do that, if you can train your mind, it is fantastic.
So let's say I'm going to have lunch today, which I will. What is my ideal high-energy lunch? I actually have to do an emergency bypass operation this afternoon on a guy who has seen too many Big Macs and way too many cigarettes,
right.
Never took care of himself. And
right.
By the way, for the listeners, you don't want to be this guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but you don't want to be him. He's heading to the operating room in the next 30 minutes. And what Dr. Epler is telling us, and I'm seconding in this, is you don't have to be him. It's up to you. But so I'm going to eat lunch before I operate on this unfortunate guy. What's my high-energy lunch?
Well, high-energy lunch is lean chicken, and that's absolutely boiled chicken, and you even rinse it. You even rinse it to get rid of all that the fat that's in the water. Absolutely as bland and boring as you can, but that's what you start with. It's pure protein. And then add a little something to spice it up. You can add some spinach, some artichokes. I mean, lemon. If you take lemon, artichokes, mix that up, and mix that with that bland chicken, it is fantastic. And you put a little bit of whole grain, a toast or the whole grain bread.
I'm getting hungry.
I mean, it's fantastic.
I'm getting hungry just
so
thinking
much energy. And that's the way to do it.
Some people argue with you and say, yeah, I get that, but it's too expensive. And what you just described to me, that's not so expensive.
Oh,
am
it's
I on
not
track
expensive.
Here?
No, and you need the taste and the texture, both of those. And it's not expensive. You just have to use them. You have to think, though. It does require some thinking and choices. You just make those choices that are right.
So what you're telling people is you can, on a day-to-day basis, improve your energy level. And, hey, who doesn't want to feel better? And on a longer scale, you can avoid being this 50-year-old guy who's on the way to have what I believe will be his first of many heart operations, because I don't think this guy's going to change.
Mark, you're right. It's unfortunate you're going to be seeing him again under the knife, and it doesn't have to happen. And the other thing about a high energy level, my level 10 days, my other formula is 8 hours of sleep. All my buddies and my colleagues at the hospital, I've asked them 100 times in my sleep lab, said, do you really need 8 hours? Yes, you need 8 hours. You go to bed at a certain time, 10, 11, 12, and just add 8 and get up. Not more and not less. And the second thing is exercise every single day. And for me, I do 1 hour vigorous exercise. And if I do, I get my 8 hours, 1 hour of vigorous exercise, and I eat the right things, I have unbelievable days. And sometimes even the level 10 plus days. It's just fantastic.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And it sounds like if enough people do this, they're going to put me out of business, which will be fine.
Yeah, the way I am, I'm a pulmonary physician. And if people stop smoking, it's fantastic. Put me out of business, I love it.
Yeah, so what Dr. Epler is giving to all of us is an opportunity to put us out of business. But you're not just going to put us out of business. You're going to make us happy, and you're going to fill yourself with energy. So what could be better than that? And I want to touch on a couple of the other topics, the exercise and sleep. Is there any chance you could stay with us for another segment of 7 or 8 or 9 minutes?
Oh, absolutely.
Because what I'm getting out of your discussion, our discussion, is that this is an entire set of lifestyle choices, and that you can control it, we can control it, and turn it around.
Fantastic.
All right, well, we'll take a break here. This is Dr. Mark Yulnov with Dr. Gary Eppler from Harvard Medical School, who is telling you how to live life with energy and without health problems. Stay with us.